If you're planning a trip to the Kentucky Horse Park now that it's open again, you can expect a few changes.
So reopening means reopening the visitor center, the gift shop, some of our attractions. The museum is not open right now. It'll be open probably in July. And we made that decision here. You know, other museums around the state are opening. But a parade to breed show, those are reduced in terms of the number of per day. We have two of them per day and the time. Hall of Champions, that'll be open, but you'll be able to go and hear the presentation standing up next to the paddock. We won't open up the pavilion area or the barns. In terms of draft horse presentations, we do have the big barn open, but we have it fenced off so you can walk through. We felt comfortable with that. But we're just trying to do it the right way. You know, it's not just this side of the park. It's the attractions, it's the horse shows, it's the campground. So a multitude of things. And, you know, we want to make sure that we've tried our very best to make sure people are safe. And, you know, we hope people will see that when they come out and visit us.
The grounds and horseback riding are open every day, but the attractions are closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. Tickets are priced at the winter rate. The campgrounds are open with some restrictions and are currently fully booked. And the first horse show, Split Rock, starts next week. Lang says the competitors will notice some improvements.
If there's a blessing in disguise, it's the fact that we have time to do some maintenance on the park. Of course, we do ring maintenance every single year. We've done upgrades on our muck storage facilities, and those will continue on into the fall. We are upgrading our wash racks as we speak. Those designs are being pushed through to get that up. So a lot of the amenities on the show side, you know, it's important for us because, you know, as we reopen, you know, all of these other places are reopening. So it's important that we try to maintain our status as one of the premier equestrian facilities.
There's already a steady stream of people trickling in behind me this morning. Parents and strollers, older couples, small groups of kids. And this makes Lang very happy.
We've missed having everybody here. And we just hope people, when they come out, just be responsible, wear your mask, maintain your social distancing, and just have a good time.
At the Kentucky Horse Park for 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.